Click kaya959.co.za
to download the Kaya Biz podcast.
Now, one of the key economic drivers in South Africa's economy has certainly been the manufacturing sector. If you think about it, it's really been part of our foundation for growth and, most importantly, economic activity when it comes to employment. Of late, though, the pressure has been on, not only due to the closure of several manufacturing plants, increased levels of competition when it comes to deriving cheaper imports from other markets, and also the power challenges we had with load shedding. Some of these have dissipated ever so slightly, but challenges still remain. Today, we take a look at the manufacturing output that expanded by 1.9% year on year in the month of June after having increased from 0.7% in the month of May. So we're creeping up, but is it enough? Tanda Sithole, FNB senior economist, joins us now to tell us more. Tanda, welcome to the show. Such a pleasure to speak to you.
Thank you so much.
Indeed. Tanda, this is good news, right? Because we are seeing that there's at least some level of increased activity. But contextualize the numbers for us, especially when we take a look at the trend of manufacturing output in the last few months.
Sure, you are correct. I think it's positive news, especially given the current economic context. So for two consecutive months now, we've recorded growth. For June, growth was 1.9%, and for May, it was 0.7%. But before that, we had experienced about six consecutive months of monthly annual decline. So I think it is a positive story. Broadly, what drove this 1.9 growth was some of the major divisions. Largely, it was your food and beverages subdivision, which grew by about 6% and added about 1.4 percentage points to overall growth. But I think that if you just look at manufacturing as a whole on a year-to-date basis, it's down by about 1.7%. And it reflects some fragilities within some divisions, particularly the automotive division, which is down by about 5.6% on a year-to-date basis.
Yeah. Is this all to do with Trump and the tariffs?
So some of the weakness predates the Liberation Day in April. But I think that definitely the impact of 25% tariffs on autos and auto parts is also going to play out, because we know that from an export perspective, vehicle exports to the U.S. are down by about 80% on a year-to-date basis. So definitely the impact of tariff is evident there.
I'm keen just to stay with that sector for a while longer, Tanda. As we know, this is now going to be implemented. It came through again on the 1st of August. We are aware that Nash Presidency, together with the DTIC, have said that there is room for ongoing negotiation with the U.S. But have you been able to take a look and contextualize what the outlook looks like here, being the impact of the tariffs, largely on the automotive industry, but the manufacturing sector at large?
Yeah, so the near-term outlook really remains bleak. If you look at the year-to-date performance, which is the first 6 months of this year compared to the first 6 months of last year, output is down by 1.7%. And as I've said, within the automotive sector, output is down by 5.6%. So I think that with elevated uncertainty and the impact of tariff, near-term outlook remains bleak. We did see with the manufacturing PMI a slight lift in the headline manufacturing PMI, but it was largely driven by new sales orders related to domestic demand as opposed to the external environment. And if you look at the index that tracks expected business conditions in 6 months' time, that index actually fell, indicating that manufacturers were actually concerned about prevailing operating conditions. So I think near-term challenges are going to remain. Economic activity within the manufacturing sector is going to be weak, and that's likely reflected in our overall GDP growth forecast of 1% this year, which has come down quite significantly from an optimistic 1.9% that we projected at the start of the year. Yeah, so it's going to be challenging. I think what is encouraging is that South Africa is acknowledging that the U.S. is very important in terms of trade relations with South Africa. Obviously, it accounts for about 7.5% of our total exports. So the stance that the government has taken in terms of engaging in diplomatic negotiations with the U.S., acknowledging that South Africa is not going to decouple from the U.S., I think it's a critical position. We hope that ultimately a better trade deal, which will reflect lower tariff than what we are currently facing, is going to be found in the near future. But I think from a medium to long-term perspective, what we need to look for is actually diversification across other markets, and including more export into the African region. I think that could actually help in terms of insulating us from the impact of the ongoing trade tensions globally. Mm.
Tough negotiations that will take place around that table. Let's deep dive into some of the other sectors that influence the manufacturing output. And I do see that there's been an interesting dynamic that's been at play when it comes to basic iron and steel. We're also well aware that ArcelorMittal remains under pressure, but a slight expansion in that sector. And maybe we can wrap up with petroleum and chemical products too.
Yeah. So we saw some expansion also in that sector. In fact, if you look at the five major divisions, the growth was driven by food, as I've said, petroleum, as we have said, but also we saw some growth in basic iron and steel for around 1%, which reflected a slowdown from the 4.1% expansion in May. But I think that, broadly speaking, activity across most of the divisions is really going to remain subdued until we see a meaningful improvement in domestic demand. Currently, if you look at private sector fixed investment, it's weak. Last year it contracted, and we expect it to contract again this year before gradually lifting up over the medium term, supported by the ongoing economic reforms. But generally, activity across most of the sectors could actually remain weak. It will be interesting to see what happens to the manufacturing PMI going forward, now that we know that 30% reciprocal tariffs are effectively in place. So we'll actually be watching out for all those developments over the near to medium term.
100%. Let's see how things do unfold. Lots that's at stake here, but at least a positive contribution from the manufacturing industry. To close off with, Buthanda, I'm keen to understand, naturally, together with your team, you take a look at the metrics and the outlook for economic growth in South Africa. Perhaps remind us of your forecast, and given the update we see in manufacturing, does this play any shift in your expectations going forward?
So we have 1.9% this year for GDP growth, and we expect it to lift gradually to 1.4% next year before rising to 1.9% in 2027. Part of what is going to be driving that growth is likely the ongoing consumer recovery. So the consumer is experiencing a recovery supported by subdued inflation, interest rates that have come down cumulatively by 125 basis points, but also things like the two-pot savings withdrawals have supported the consumer quite significantly. So all those factors, including the ongoing economic reforms, we now know that we're no longer facing the problem of load shedding. So what is happening within the manufacturing sector is no longer an issue of load shedding specifically. It's now more an issue of weak domestic demand and the external environment that is unfavorable. But I think that overall, there is an expectation that the broader economy is going to recover gradually over the near to medium term. It's likely going to be whether growth lifts higher above 1.9% in 2027 will depend on the pace of economic reforms and how confidence rebounds to that. I think that generally growth over the near to medium term is just going to remain below 2%.
Got you. Let's see how things go, but at least seeing some positivity in our growth. It is improving, but we really need to start shooting the lights out now, Buthanda. Let's hope that the right metrics and the policy reforms are implemented and do take shape. Thank you again for your time.
Thank you so much.
Siyabonga Job. Thanda Sithole is a senior economist at FNB, helping us unpack the June manufacturing output. As mentioned, the numbers are better. They're not great, but they are better.
Kaya Biz with Kubulethu Mfuphi, Monday to Thursday, 6 to 8 p.m. on Kaya 959.
On the streets, on the air. Click kaya959.co.za
to download the Kaya Biz podcast.